She thought our door is from her. And so she said, that's why you should have seen the color restrictions mean half and half. So we do. She wasn't at the meal, remember? That was really bothering Mrs. Madison when I stood up.
Hey, I don't know.
4 days a week, an hour and a half of talking about nothing but dirt. And I should.
Stop there. We do not talk about
it. I don't know. Right? Well, I got up with her for the least of time. Because she was going to come back. And I said, Catherine, we'll be easily trying to work hard for them. And then I found some more girls, and they're doing the weird thing, and I'm trying to check for their things.
Me?
Yeah. Who wrote you? And I know you guys have several groups for me, right?
The one time that Fred's movie was mentioned in the whole group was for me to tell everybody right out. There was no time that mentioned me. And to tell Mrs. Matt. She's not heard his name mentioned here in the unit for the last week at all. Except for in, you know, little things with the counselor. And that was the only time his name was mentioned. Richard was the top of the Fred, I mean the top of the
name.
Fred's name was mentioned once.
Did you make the move to it?
Uh-uh.
I mean, is there anything she could think there if she didn't put her in a bag?
I don't know. Well, Kathy was talking about Richard, and she said, well, all I hear down here is Fred and Richard. And she goes, and, you know, the other girls, you know, they don't talk about it as much. And I said, now, wait a minute. I said, you're wrong there, because you have not. No, nobody has heard Fred's name mentioned down here in the last 4 or 5 days. And I've been at council, and I've talked to him personally about him.
Yeah, I don't.
And I said, otherwise, I mean, his name is not mentioned by me at all. And I told her that. Right there. And she asked me why it hadn't been mentioned. I said, because I would not hurt that much anymore. It was a friendship type thing, you know. I mean, if I was to see me now, I'd say hi. And maybe I'd talk to myself about it, and it would be out of her. The rest of time to talk about Richard.
No, this was the meeting that they had Sunday afternoon.
Well, I know that, but the
event
was centered on Friday night.
Yeah.
And it was while I was gone. And the girls went down to play pool.
Right, they could.
Right.
Okay.
And Liz was talking to Hutch. Because Hutch knew what else was such a
business. Okay, now Liz isn't the one that I was playing pool with. With a whole bunch of girls. She named the name. The rest of the kids. No, she didn't say you did.
Uh-huh.
No, this was part of the whole four-way thing. It was a YouTube video. Someone says this, and someone says this.
Is what Liz said to Hutch.
Well, it wasn't what Liz said to Hutch. It was upsetting to her. Liz wasn't into it. Now, there may have been something, right? I don't. I'll argue that because wasn't here either.
I don't understand.
Well, I don't either. That's why I'm trying to put you in the rest of it.
I don't understand what's going on, because the whole time we sat up there, the only time boys even came up is when I told Liv that I didn't like her going down there to the boys' room and telling them that I was a fucking bitch. And she didn't see what they would see in me anyway. Like, I liked anything that was passing to get a rise. And I told her I did not like it. And that's the only time the boys were brought up, besides Richard. And that's what the whole group was over, because I was mad because she had said that.
Well, when I was back, there was talk about your boyfriend and that. And who was that girl that was Cindy from the Battle Cabin? She was free from out of the room. And she was being told who she could talk to and who she couldn't talk to. Of the boys, I don't talk to my boyfriend.
She wasn't told none of that kind of shit.
Oh, I'm just saying, this is what I'm picking up, right? And so I have found out this is really doing something that's wrong with the right to the source, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing.
I can't believe that, because
the restrictions up there, right?
Yeah. But it can be all because of us.
Well, I'm not saying it's all because of you. I'm just saying what you told me.
That was stupid. But it's an information that you know what I mean?
Well, it could, that's what you're saying last week about you guys being put into the same bag.
That's what's happening right now.
Well, that's what it sounds like. And that's what I'm trying to find out. Because if it is, then I'll talk back about it, right?
Well, we told her that too. We sat right there and said, you guys are just placing us together automatically.
Well, see, it's easier for me to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can come back. And I was like, hey, what's that, you know, something like, hey, I was thinking about it, you know, was it more Richard than the niece or what, you know, I asked her, then she might be able to think about it, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, counselors are automatically just putting us together.
Right, that's what, not every, I don't think that.
No, we haven't, but other counselors, well, Miss Edwards didn't, because Kathy and I haven't been that close last week.
Yeah.
We've been torn apart because of the simple fact that I'm not that virtuous anymore. She is. And I don't talk about her anymore. And all she does is talk about Richard. So if I don't talk back about Fred, then she doesn't get excited. So we're not that close anymore. So that's a fact.
Yeah, well, she told me.
Yeah. And that's the reason.
I didn't ask why.
And that's it, because I'm not virtuous anymore. Well, or Fred. I mean, none of those guys interest me down there, and I just don't talk about them. I mean, that's why I'm not that close. But still, people are just placing us right together. You know, just like
with about two friends.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, we've been separated from all the girls this week.
Good.
We've been outside. I've been in JBL's Rhonda. I've been Joan.
Yeah, because you're going to have to break the rules. Which is going to be
interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't see how our poor doctor can do it. I don't see nothing to those girls about anything.
Well,
like that.
Okay, my guess, you've got a rumor of nice things, but you're fine on the outside.
Okay. No.
But your reports say you're doing it. Your reports say you're a fighter. Just like slam bang fight.
I've gotten one fight. Two.
Okay. One thing.
That is so stupid. These girls in here are rigged in me.
Not everybody in here acts intelligent, so that's beside the point. So I'm just getting, you know, just trying to put together where, okay, who knows how many fights you get, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows where it's at? You know, school thinks you're aggressive. That means you're in the hospital. Then we hear, who does she hang around with? You know, who hang around with? Who does
have?
They're fighters.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, right?
Mm-hmm. senses.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true.
Strongly loyal to your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Friends are fighters. The ones who's aggressive equals what?
Yes.
I mean, that would have some logic to it.
Yes.
I mean, she's really, I think, at this point, she wished she would overcome with this beautiful pattern face. But it came back since it's gone.
Yes, you know. She walks out in the woods.
What if it was a wood?
You know, that was the wood.
Oh, it's still okay. Oh, sorry.
I decided that today. Let's sweep the room back and we're going to put down the terms and you know what I think about the men at home on. Maybe, you know, both sides.
Put in contract or whatever.
Yeah.
Those are good.
We'll sit down and talk about that. And then we're going to have two more sessions before he wants me to run. Before he wants me to. You know, before he thinks I can.
So you've got 3 moments.
Mm-hmm. I need 3 moments anyway. I'm just going to go to bed right now. I just want to finish that number. That's it. She's an honor student in the CSF. She went to so she gets those students.
Where's she going to?
High school. A couple of people that go to school here.
Oh, what, Christmas? Too bad.
Too bad?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
I'm being facetious.
Oh.
When it's like, you know, super bad.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's, you know, that is tricky. I'm trying to bring him in.
You can get your act together.
I know it. I realize I can do it. I guess I'm not that often. He's the one thing I really want to do. I don't think that was dead. Because it was more or less, it wasn't just me. My girlfriend knew the little thing he was doing, and I knew the little thing she was doing, and I knew the little thing she was doing. And
that's good.
Yeah, we got together and said, hey, we all gotta work together and make it home. But I can't work to come home and then sit around and watch me work. We all gotta work together. I don't know. That means you wouldn't have to be in
there. Gives you a chance at my work,
though. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about me, so.
I'm so glad to
go. Oh.
No, excuse me.
That really bugs me.
It's not
I think it's just missing us. Because you know, once we're both that boyfriend at the same time and we really gone out of it, it's just I don't know, the other counselors have noticed that I haven't. Miss T has told me.
I'm going to find out something. What people notice and what people are doing to their voices.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, she's supposed to have a voice of fact when he talks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, people's perceptions aren't always realities that other people see.
Mm-hmm.
Have more to talk to, I mean, to talk to.
Yeah, she said that she says it would be a lot better. Good, because I told everybody that we all have to talk about stuff. And I took Serge for the last one. I remember you. But the funny thing was, if your body told me last night, she said, you're sitting talking, is that what you need to be? And the boys came, no, not last night. Yeah, the last night. Yeah, the last night I told you. Whatever. And they both came down. And we started talking about boys. No, Richard. So I thought, Richard. And Bob was trying to ask me what happened with Fred. So I said, anyway, his name on it. He said, well, like I said, you know, it's
not there.
Yeah, right. And she said, well, that's really good. And she said, you know, she goes, well, now I need to tell the council that I see what you're doing there. And you said I was trying the same thing. I was too trying the same thing. So I don't see where.
Hey, that's a me.
That's it, anyway.
Some people have thought of these things. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially when I have positions. That's what I have. Especially when the show is up.
I think she needs some.
Well, that's what I'm asking. That's what I'm trying to do. I hope to do that.
And, this board from the school, I told the teachers that there might be possibility of rejection. They can't make something up with anybody who comes to the school.
No, well, I took their school. I don't know. I told the kids they had a certain number of productive hours.
Mm-hmm.
But they could. Then nobody can say that so-and-so is spending too much time to make sure she's a little bit of a British girl. Because she's a good family with the children. And she's really something to work with and doing the work, so what?
Well, I'll be getting credit tomorrow for doing the television.
English and
math.
Good. What's that going to do for you, Michael? The last paper?
Not quite. Just
make it up.
I've been for that one.
Are you in contract yet?
No. They're working on it.
You're not in contract. Because that would get you.
Well, they can't use school as an excuse. No.
I'm just saying that from the point of
view. Yeah.
School what used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I don't have any of them. I have a school to say. So and so would be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Even to that song.
Personally, what are you saying?
I'm too.
That's
the question.
I mean, I saw it. For the last night.
I saw you went to bed. You were gone.
Oh.
Hi.
I'm going to put this in the women's end.
Okay.
Okay.
Good idea. Let's see. Wednesday night we were here. I mean, Wednesday night we, I told you what it was.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday we were going to bed. How's it 7 minutes? Well, I didn't see it.
Was it October bed all right?
Thursday. Saturday morning. Okay, I think some some people think that it's a special program. Special program.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I mean, it's a, my goodness, it's a bush person.
being, oh, I'll go home and either make it or blow it. I mean, in that sense, yeah. But rather than, I don't see the goal home that's like,
yeah.
But I'm saying it seems that going out on a path is not just going out on a path. When you're confusing it, there's a certain pre-placement pass concept, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a good time to do anything else with a little step. It's not just a privilege.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Or stop from facing that.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense, create that.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, maybe it is a good time to go somewhere else. Okay. But it's also not that you stand in so many times for children to know.
Mm-hmm.
Or know that they know who you're in that
sense.
And maybe somewhere else. Pressures.
Well, I mean, like, the only task that is required of me if it's run on is to look around with people. Right?
That
was a lot of
pressure. Field trip. Mm-hmm. Isn't it so?
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
What
is the field trip?
I'm not talking about
it. She didn't tell us, and that's the thing she said about the
Oh, I'm not missing this
morning.
All right.
And I'll give Maya a call tomorrow. If I don't go in, my things off, I'll take that tape.
Okay. And I'll check with her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does she have anything to do with it?
I think it's good. Well, my psychiatrist is working with he didn't really want me to have too much contact with my parents from the first week I started counseling with him. Because I think he was saying arguments and fights when we started counseling.
But
I might have some of it, but I mean, she hasn't talked to me yet. I haven't not seen her.
To tell you mom to talk to her?
Yeah, she's calling mom.
Good.
She said she's a surprise and she isn't going to be one of them.
I've talked to her a lot of them. Does she know?
Yeah, she does. Well, she told me that.
Does she know mom to call her like a friend?
I don't know.
No, it doesn't matter. You have a suit. You know, for the things. For karma.
You see, the whole thing is.
I'm just saying, she should see you.
Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't talk to me at the end of the last week. She came in today. She didn't talk to me.
What's it?
She walked out. She walked in and walked back out.
Wonderful.
I know. And I was sitting here going, wow. I don't think she thinks I'm working with my family. I don't think she knows. I don't think she knows how it's going. I think she doesn't think I'm working with him, so I can go home with him. She doesn't know.
No, I don't know. Because she has a soul. I'm trying to show if she's not sure how it is. She doesn't have the promises. So that's where you run into trouble. You're not a children's person.
Mm-hmm.
So, practice for this house where you are. You don't find promises.
Well, I don't look at it as family counseling meeting in the past.
No, that's not the stuff I've been
doing. Yeah, I know that. But, I mean, they complain about too many classes. I don't see where family counseling is going to work for us.
The only thing I've seen as a privilege thing was a little bit of privilege. You 15 inch push thing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that to me is a privilege thing.
I was stuck to do. I think the schools or kids was more. I was some therapy because that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's part of the program.
Well, the family counseling was too.
Yeah.
Mrs. Maxwell suggested that I get somebody else because it's really that intense in town. Well, then I don't look at it as if
well,
that's a house where I can go out and do a lot of things.
She told me that you were going to counsel with Zena.
Zena.
Yeah.
I've seen you once.
So what I heard is you were going to do it with her.
We never talked about Zena once. We have mentioned Zena once. So
well, no, but see, we could have reported it.
Because she's not intense enough.
No, but she had volunteered to do it.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Neither did my parents.
Well, I must have told you to report to
Yeah. Well, she was sitting here that day with Dave and Sarah's my mom had my wife sitting here. And he said, we're trying to find somebody in the kids' counseling and anybody in North Kyle. And Ben Dapple said, Santa Rosa with Dr. Brown. He's good calling and it's good again. So I'm going to call him. And I don't look at it as if it's a pass where I just go out and see my old friends and do a lot of things.
No, you've got to face a lot of stuff that is important.
I ride down to Santa Rosa. I walk in the psychiatrist's office. I sit down. I see my parents a bitch. I see him a bitch. I see myself a bitch. I listen to the sterile things out. I try to straighten them out. I come home. I get my hair chopped off and I come back.
Well, don't ask me. I'm just going to spray it, right? Welcome to the room.
If my mom said she's some kind of shit, and if it keeps going on, I'm just going to have to come in and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm going to. Because if she doesn't complain about me, what she's saying to me, let me know about me.
She won't say it. See, it's like the fire would be done for her mom. She won't say anything.
No, but my mom sure will say something to her if she keeps it up.
I think the best bet is to explain something. Seriously. In the first place. You're supposed to be doing your stuff, right?
Really?
Okay, so you definitely have to. You're doing your stuff, I'm not sure you check it, I'm not sure you check it, but you're on my list of stuff. If you're doing your school stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you're checking my list. Right? Okay. I'm not even that close to doing it, so I should be.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it is talking about your stuff, right?
I'm doing counseling.
Yeah. Okay, you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taking the last show, that's through a friend. That's the thing that's through the nerve. When you've got build on those things, right?
Mm-hmm. If it comes to where they talk about rejection, I want them to let me out of my room and I'm going down there.
Just make that request.
And I am sticking up for myself. I'm saying, hey, and I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to say, number one, I have not walked out of school.
Mm-hmm.
My work has improved greatly. My teachers and I say, how do you feel about that? Right? And they feel how they feel, and I go, Then I say, also, my talk about food delivery has not gone on for the last week. I do not know. I'm not going to say that I'm not doing more involved with his problems.
What do you feel doing about what are you going to be doing for the next 2 weeks? Activity.
Mm.
Volunteer.
it's in my mind.
But I'm just saying that I have something that I'm sure. Soon. It's just like when anyway, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, right? I know what part of the game. I mean, for 10 years I've watched the game, right? To be your friend, right? When do you want to close? What is coming at the time? That's good. It's only the relation with you.
Well, that's the whole reason I told my mom to do it for me.
Yeah, well. Or no, that's it. What do you mean by that? If you don't, if you've got good motivation and nobody knows it, that's good for you, but it's right now you need points for it.
So he, if I get my pass, I want to call me Saturday, call me Sunday, you know, 24 hours, Saturday, Saturday.
Yeah, I wasn't here last Saturday. Because it was a special thing. My pass is, it's okay if my pass is wrong. Isn't it?
It's okay.
Isn't it? Like you're asking, not you say, I don't know, you're going to get some people panicked. So you got to avoid that word for somebody. So, people don't, I mean, who does the evaluation for that? Who was, who's been here for a while? She hasn't been here that much for a while, right? So, she's been here for a while. Not really. Right? Or is it? If you want to excuse me, right? Okay. I mean, that would only have been a little bit of a situation. Not everybody's that way, though, huh?
Right.